Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Bebop's the best. Bow, beep, psh, bow, bow, bop, psh, psh, boo doo, boo doo doo, boop, boop. He's the best. Hey, everybody. It's Bebop here. I hope you're liking this new rendition of my theme song. And today, we have another edition of the last episode of Bebop Tales, 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 Tales. But today, what we're going to do is we're just going to answer some listener questions. Okay? There are only a handful of lost episodes, but a lot of questions. So we need to answer some questions, and then maybe we'll be able to, do another lost episode here. But first, we have a question from our pal, Maxim Dodonov. He asked, have you ever fought a laser dog with 1 quadrillion toes? So I actually have a lot of questions about your question, Maxim. Is it a laser dog? Like, say, the laser bunnies of earlier Finn Caspian episodes in which the dog, shoots lasers out of its eyes, that kind of a laser dog? Or is it a laser dog that's made of light, like a photon dog, just the whole thing is one big laser? And, listen, is quadrillion toes really necessary? Because I did know a dog a long time ago that was made out of photons, and it had 1 septillion toes. But it was a lover, not a fighter, so we never did battle. So I guess my answer to your question, Maxim, is no. I have never known a laser dog with 1 quadrillion toes, but pretty close. Okay, up next, we have 2 questions, both of them coming from Florida, coming from siblings Parker, who's 7, and Carson, who's 5. Parker wants to know, have you ever been a football player? So the football question is a complicated one. In the United States of America, football means American football, where you very rarely actually use your feet, and it really should be called tackle ball, or as Jonathan plays it, please don't tackle me ball. But in other countries around Podcast Planet, football means soccer, a sport where you pretty much can only use your feet, and if you're a professional football player, you have a very questionable haircut. And then, beyond Podcast Planet, on many planets that I've been on before, football means a ball made out of various alien feet that is thrown through a hoop that is also made of feet. So which football are we talking about here, Parker? And actually, regardless, the answer is no. I've never been a football player because I don't want to get tackled. I'm not that great at kicking, and the other one is gross. So I guess I didn't really need to explain all that today. Anyway, we now have our question from Carson. Carson wants to know, have you ever been smushed by a giant kitchen? Well, have I ever been smushed by a giant kitchen? Look, the answer to this one is a little tricky because I kind of feel like, Carson, you're probably a good kid. And you probably are just innocently asking me this. But it also feels a little bit like a threat. Like you, Carson, say, hey, have you ever been smushed by a giant kitchen? And then I say, no. And then you say, well, do you want to? And then suddenly a giant kitchen falls on top of me, and I have to spend the next couple of days climbing up through the rubble of ceramic tile and coffee pots and air fryers. So I guess what I'm saying is, I'm on to you, Carson, and I'm not going to fall for it. All right, we got a question here. These are both coming from Barrie, Ontario. The first one comes from Cooper, who's 4 years old. He says, hi, Bebop, my name is Cooper, and my question is if you have fought a one-eyed mutant hamburger before. So this is a really great question, Cooper. A lot of questions are about who or what I have fought, and I want to reiterate to everyone here that I, your friendly neighborhood Bebop, I do not go out looking for fights. You know, I'm Bebop, everybody loves me, I'm a party guy, okay, I'm a peaceful robot who is a singer first, a dancer second, an Olympic caliber gymnast third, and then, yes, okay, fine, I do get into the occasional scrap with the occasional mutant. Now, having said that, fighting is not my first choice. It is not my passion. It is just sometimes what needs to be done to save the universe. So all of you who are asking about my fights, I just want you to know that I take no joy in recounting past battles, even though I win them all. But yes, Cooper, okay, fine. I have fought a one-eyed mutant hamburger, and I took that sucker downtown. Oh, and if you see a one-eyed mutant hamburger and he says that he beat me, that he took me downtown, you tell him that he's a liar. Okay. Moving on, question two. This is from his sister, Evie, who's also from Barrie, Ontario, and who's 8 years old. Hi, Bebop. My name is Evie. Have you ever made friends with a werewolf, Frankenstein? Now, Evie, this is a very sweet question, which is whether I've ever made friends with a werewolf, Frankenstein. That's very nice of you to ask about friendship instead of battles. I'll say this. I have a very good friend who, yes, he is a Frankenstein's monster. Very sweet gent. Many people have accused him of being a werewolf. But I personally have never seen him change into a werewolf at night. And I think he's a very good guy. I don't think he would do that sort of thing. Okay, I grant you that he does have a tree in his backyard that has giant claw marks in it that he said was from a local bobcat, and I believe him. He does have a lot of wolf hair stuck to his couch, and he says that's because he likes to collect wolf hair. And I believe him. And yeah, okay, I'll grant you. He has, on occasion, brought me down to his basement where he has a giant cage. And he has asked me to lock him inside that giant cage on full moons. But all that doesn't mean that he's a werewolf. He's just... Oh. Actually, now that I hear myself saying all that, yeah, okay. Yeah, he's a werewolf. He's a werewolf Frankenstein, and he's my friend. Good question, Evie. Okay, Leo from Minneapolis asked, have you ever been controlled by Messingham? No, Leo. This is called the Lost Episodes of Bebop Tales, and unfortunately, that episode was, you know, actually lost. Like, I can't find it anywhere. It's weird that the one where Messingham controls me is lost, and I found all the others, but that's just the way the cookie crumbles. Okay, that's all for Bebop Tales this week. See you next week. Bye.
Next week, I will be taking over this podcast feed and publishing the last episode where I control Bebop.
What? Did someone say something?
No.
Oh, good.
This is Messingham, by the way.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Good.
Hey, parents and teachers, have you heard about GZMClassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual, and best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM shows on YouTube.